know that when you have a purpose and a calling on your life, there's nothing that nobody and nothing can happen.
I am Angela C. Wright.
Over the top, the gotcha.
He said your numbers has shrunk. He said, I don't know how, why.
You're not going to get unless you're going to have mounds of security for me because you're not going to get me.
If I wasn't depressed and going through what I was going through, I probably would have never started.
And this episode was brought to you by The Ayers Agency, a full-service marketing firm noted in entertainment and culture. Okay. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Free. Welcome to another episode of Break Free. And today, y'all, I got that it girl, that fly girl, that girl that spit something. Y'all say hi to Tweet.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I can't complain. You looking good.
You too, as usual.
I try. Lord, send some more.
I know, that's right.
No, but on the outside looking in, like, you know, I know you Tweet, but a lot of people don't. You get what I'm saying? And you know, you do have a social following. You have the house. You have the cars. You have the jewelry. You have the bags. So for girls that's like younger than you or even women, they can look and feel like you have it all together or it's you've never had a rough day in your life, you know?
Totally the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, like, you know, growing up. Florida.
I'm from Leesburg, Florida. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was
352? Okay. Yeah. And what was life like for you?
Amazing. I had an amazing life growing up. I was very spoiled, privileged. I'm not going to say we was rich, but you know,
middle class.
Yeah, like my mom really made it happen for sure to be like a single mother. So it was just like I grew up, you know, I had an amazing life, but it was just like as I got older, that relationship with my mom changed and everybody just went their own way, and it's like I didn't know what a struggle was until I was older. Mom didn't either, so it was just like.
So why did y'all relate? Like, where did it take a turn for you?
I honestly feel like money. Like when you, I feel like a person who a person really is who they are with money. You never know how a person really is when they have nothing. So it's like my whole life, my mama has always been on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Her whole life, she's been like my grandparents made sure like. Didn't really know what a struggle was until we got older. So it was like when my mom finally went through a hard time, she was an adult. I was an adult. So it's like, dang, who is this person? Like,
so you felt like it, what the opposition came because she couldn't handle going through?
No, I think it was just like in 2007 recession, everybody, millionaires took a loss, companies closed. And that's when I feel like my mom finally took a turn for like, dang, this is what a struggle feel like. She's never had a struggle. I've never had a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like when she went through her situation, it's like she became a totally different person to the closest people to her. It was
she couldn't deal.
It's like, I don't got no money. I don't care what nobody got going on. Like, it was just like, and I don't know, I feel like it was because she raised me how she raised me to always be on top of whatever I got going on, being responsible, staying on top of whatever. And it was like, I honestly feel like that, how can I use it? I don't want to use nobody as an example. Let's just say, like, okay, this person was the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a new rap artist come. They old now.
Yeah.
Like, give somebody else the, like.
Pass the torch.
But you taught that person how to do it. So it's like, you know that person gone no matter what. Like, I raised this person to be like that. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like that turn is a hate.
Because, I want to make sure I understand you correct. Right. Like, so you feel like she was hitting a bad patch in her life. But you was on a...
It's like, dang.
The roles switch.
It's like, dang, like, my daughter doing her thing, and it's like, oh, I'm going through this hard time, and I can't seem to get out of this situation. It's
so
like,
she wasn't happy for you as a mom?
To this day, I don't feel like I, in my adult life. No. I've had grand openings. I know she don't come. Birthday parties.
For the kids?
Girl. I mean, I'm not down talking about
no,
mom
I
or
know,
nothing,
not
but it's
to bash
just,
her, yeah, but it is just, what it is.
It's,
yeah.
It's what it is. Yeah. It's true. I just feel like my friends are like my family. Like, my friends' moms treat me like, okay, girl, yeah, I'm coming. Like, stuff that I feel like, you know, they should be too, they don't. And I don't know if it's the distance, but it's like, I drive distances. I go, like, nobody, like, when I celebrate my success, I don't see the people that I, like, grew up with.
Yeah, that you feel like should show up for you.
Yeah, like, dang, y'all know we all came from the, like, we took baths together. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We played in the yard together. Like, I don't never see those people to nothing that I have going on. So I just feel like, but if it was for other people, they break their neck.
Do you feel like it's the spirit of jealousy?
I don't want to say jealousy because it's like we all got the same 24 hours and I don't want to feel like, oh, this person be jealous of me and they kidding me. I don't want to say that, but I just think it feel like some people, how should I say it? Like, some people ain't mad at you. They just mad as you.
Oh, they not mad. They just mad
that it's you. Like, dang, I remember we used to walk from school together. Like, how the hell shit? Yeah. Doing this and I ain't doing that and I know her like I know her like yeah. I remember when she was broke living on this person's couch and I remember when she was catching rides with me like how but, she
guess what yeah I ain't her no more
right yeah, and remember. I think that like I'm a humble beast like I could really pop my but I don't
yeah
so it's just like I leave a person wondering like okay is it really going on or how is it going on or like I don't just put it out there
have you ever tried to have that conversation with your mom to let her know how you feel?
My mom is not a communicative person, and I'm not either. So it's just like, I'm the type, like, I done been through so much. Now it's like,
you just go with the flow.
I don't care who come or go. Like I done took so many losses. I don't care about a loss. Or I just be like, whatever. I deal with stuff by not dealing with it. And, you know, I learned that from being locked up. When I was in my cell for them all those years, I had to deal with, okay, I'm dealing with a man that, okay, you my ride or die. This man came to every visit, never missed a visit, never missed a visitation, never missed a commissary, never missed a phone call. But at the same time, you was dealing with, while I'm in there, you was sleeping with the person that was reporting me to get me violated. Like, you so you don't. The whole time, the betrayal, it's like, dang, I'm scared to let him know that I know what he got going on, because what if he don't come up here no more, because I know I ain't really got nobody in my corner to be like, oh, I'm going to keep that conversation. I know I got to be it. It's like, I got a pocket. I can't say nothing, so I got to look at you coming in the visitation, like,
and play along.
Play along, and it's like, nah, I just learn how to just play along, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got somebody, you got a man riding with you, like, grandma, I'll be up there Tuesday, you feeling like, dang, this is the perfect person. What? You don't have men ride for women like that. You have women ride for men. So and shout out to DD, you did that. But
and shout out to JD because he did that.
Yeah, so it's like you got a man ride for you, like coming to every visit, sending money, making sure your child's straight. Listen, when I left, I still had my same place that I had 3 years later. Like bills paid, whatever, but behind your back, your girl sneaking and taking pictures when you pull up to my house, sending them to me and be like, oh, whenever you call him and you hear that smoke detector go off, that's letting you know he at the house and I'm not changing batteries. So it's like.
How did you deal with that, though, being locked up?
Because he had access to some money, like money of mine that I was had, you know what I'm saying, before I left. Like, I left my house, my car, and all that. So he was, like, managing it, but I didn't know, like, I got my own family that I can't really trust when it comes to certain stuff. So I'm definitely not finna like, oh, what you got going on? This man might change the number.
Yeah.
And now I'm finna lose everything. So that's how I learned to deal with, okay, just go with the flow and act like it don't hurt. But I used to be in my cell like, dang, like I want to say something to him so bad. He there.
Yeah.
So
what did you go to prison for?
Fighting.
And
everybody think I'm a scammer. I do fraud or fighting. Fighting.
So why did they sentence you to 3 years?
Okay, so it wasn't just a 3-year sentence. So like I said, where I grew up, we was kind of like, I'm not gonna say it. I'm just too humble. I could be like, oh yeah, we was them kids.
Yeah.
Like you could say that, but I'm just not gonna boast and say it like that. But yeah, like my mom raised my older cousin and me and my brother, and we both, like, my dad died, but my brother dad wasn't around. So my mama really did her big one, like taking care of, like, we was the kids with cars at 14 without a driver's license. We was the kids with jewelry, like Mr. T, whatever. So it was like that also can bring hate, because my mama not as humble as me. My mama is a type, like, oh, my kids got that strong. Like, my kids ain't winning if it ain't Fendi. She's a tough person, you know what I'm saying? She's not like, she would, like, yeah, you gonna know, you know what I'm saying? You gonna know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got some people
put
like,
it in their face.
Right. Not gonna say necessarily put it in their face, but she represented who she was through her kids. Like, we, you know what I'm saying, we was a good representative.
Yeah.
So it was like that also made other kids be like, well, and then where I'm from, they call me Tweety. So mm-hmm. the tweet turned into when I got older, but you know Tweety gonna have those shoes, or Tweety yeah. gonna have the newest bike. If it's a game, or Tweet gonna have five before it come out. Like, my mom was that type of mom. So yeah. it was like that made people, where we from, because we from a small town. Mm-hmm. So that made people just look at us like,
y'all think y'all are that.
Yes. When and really I really did. Don't think yeah. I'm all, I'm the type like, mom, can you buy her one? Because I don't want her mad at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And my mom be like, girl, F them people.
Yeah.
You, oh, I'm going to go get you two. Yeah. She don't like it. Okay, you going to school tomorrow with another one. Like, my mom was that type, but I was the one like, can we just be friends?
You know so what I'm saying? So
that made
you that made have to fight.
Like, yeah. So it was like, okay, I'm not going to say I was just this perfect angle. Like, I always had a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to say whatever back. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, but start and stuff, no. I'm the finisher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to just start stuff with you. I'm not going to pick on you for not having or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never been that type, but growing up with kids like that, that's not as fortunate as you. That going to make them be like, I don't like her.
Because how long is your record?
I've been wearing mud shots for sure. And all of them is fighting.
Oh, I'm saying, like, they don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'm not trying to make it like, oh, I'm with it. I'm going to fight. It was sentenced to, like, a weekend. So every time I had to go to jail, I had to take a new mud shot. And the media took it as, oh, she be getting her hat on just to go to jail. I do this. I've been doing this. I'm going to stay.
They say you get your hair done just
like
to go to
every
jail.
Time I had my sentence from catching the charges was going to weekend jail. So meaning I was going okay. every weekend, mm-hmm. but it was, I didn't
then
even.
You violated. So it turned into a prison sentence.
No, they violated me mm-hmm. after on my last week. I had to do 2 years of house arrest and I had to do like so many weekends for like 2 years, like mm-hmm. every weekend for 2 years, I had to go to jail. So I would be out Monday through Friday making my money, doing hair at my kitchen, and then Fridays I would check in and then get picked up on Sunday. So it was like every time I went in, I had a new mugshot, but I didn't even notice, like, every time I go, dang, I got a different hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, like, and I'm going to smile. If y'all finna post this, I'm finna smile in my yeah. mugshots. My yeah. lashes going to be on, like, this still me just because I go to jail, that I'm not finna, like, oh, let me look like I'm going to jail. No.
So what made you come to Atlanta? Like, did you just want to get from all of that and leave that behind?
I didn't have plans on coming to Atlanta. I just was like, dang, not it. Because I had nursing license before I caught my charges. So I worked in, like, hospitals or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, dang, they made sure that I couldn't do nothing. They was like, the girls who I was getting into it was like, oh, yeah, she ain't going to be able to do nothing in no medical field no more. Like, we going to
so
make sure.
Up,
so
yeah.
I couldn't do that no more, but I always knew how to do hair, like mm-hmm. since I was a kid. But I had a passion for, like, people. Like, I love people, like, people, grandmas. Like, I'd be like, oh, she's so cute. Like, if I had grandparents, I probably would be had them so spoiled. But I always had a passion for older people. I never thought I would be doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
When I ended up getting violated, they wrote a false statement mm-hmm. on my last handshake. I had clothes up thinking I'm finna go on cruises and trips. Doing 2 years house arrest, good, literally good time, like no mess ups.
Mm-hmm.
And on my last 2 days of checking in, they put me in cuffs when I checked in to get off. So I'm thinking,
It's over.
Like yeah. my trip's booked, and they like, oh, you going to jail? I'm like, for what? So I'm thinking maybe they got it messed up. This gonna just be my last weekend. Like maybe this is something I gotta do. I gotta go into the jail and get
yeah.
released. Like maybe they finna take me to jail. Release me? No, I never got out. So it went from doing those 2 years of weekend jail to sitting in jail for a year. And when I sat in jail for a year, I kind of took my situation to trial because I'm like, y'all ain't got no proof that I'm where this girl saying that I'm going. The dude who was riding with me,
mm-hmm.
she was the one writing the statements. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she be here, she be there, she don't be home, X, Y, Z. So it's like, okay, what a proof. So I sat in there for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And took, like, let's go to trial. But my lawyer was, like, on some thinking that I'm really lying. I'm like, I'm not signing nothing. They were trying to bring up my original charges and make me do 25 years. So
wow.
he came with, oh, I got it down from 25 to 15. I'm like, I'm not signing 15 years. I'm finna go home.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else, they like, oh, you finna go to trial for that. That's
you
crazy.
Because they ain't believe
I'm like,
you.
Listen, I don't care what's going on. I didn't do that. I'm not getting a DC number, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and my stubbornness made it like, he'll come back, he came back, like, maybe 2 weeks before my so-called trial, because I'm dragging it. I'm like, I sit in here till I rot and die before I sign off for y'all to send me 15 years.
A lot of people get scared into
like, man, let, no, I know I didn't do this, and this is really about a man, and the person who did this to me is writing me, like, about this same man that's there every week. So it's like, no, I'm going to side. So the last weeks of before I got sentenced or whatever, they came in. He was like, I got it down to 6, and you already got 3 in. I'm like, I'm not going to do 3.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
He was like, Ms. Ransom, I really don't, like, you look at your original charges. Look how many times you, like, your charges were serious, which I did do my big one. You know what I'm saying? I got my lit back. And let me tell you why I got the charges. 17 girls jumped me pregnant with my son.
17 girls?
Yes. They all, it was the mom, cousins, the sons, all them. They jumped me at the gas station on camera, and nobody went to jail. From a small town. My mama was a bondsman in that same small town, so I don't know if it was just like a jealousy thing, like, you know, she a black woman getting bond money, like, we police officers. I don't know what it was, but it was like every time they bothered me, or I would come outside, my windows would be bust, my tires be flat, I'd be at work, I got new flat tires, I'm riding around in a new car, like, the same year, like, my mom got me that. It was like, every time I turn around, it's something different. Everywhere I went, I can't walk through the club, they dashing water in my face. It was just like, just jealousy stuff, and I used to be like, what am I doing to y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, we just don't like you. So that turned into, like, you know, that'll make you a monster. So now I get pregnant, and it's like, when I got pregnant, they really just went crazy. I don't know if they thought I was finna, like, I'm finna produce another star or what, but now they want to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So they end up jumping. I pulled up to the gas station one night, and they was coming from the club, and I used to have late night cravings. I'm like, oh, I'm finna go up here to this store, and I'm finna get me, I don't know what it was I was craving, but I went on the gas station pregnant. I was 6 months pregnant. Saw my car come up, and like 4 cars deep, it was like 5 or 6 in each car, and they jumped out, and I think out of fear, I was beating one of them real bad, and they was all just, that's what started the beef, not smoke.
But you was able to have your
No, he was in the hospital for 4 months, he was born premature, they was all on social media, oh, I heard we beat him retarded, oh, the baby, we didn't kill him, he survived, like, yes, doing all, I was a G.
And nobody got
nobody
in
went to jail, and it was on camera, and one of the girls worked at the Subway inside the store that they jumped me at, you know how the Subway, so only thing happened was she lost her job. It was like a small town, they felt like, oh, but they do this to a lot of people, it wasn't just me, they've been doing this since the 90s, they get gang up, click, and jump on whoever, like, they was like, I guess a game. So it was like, okay, I'm going to be the one to stop the game. So
you end up getting one of them back.
I had my baby. He was in the hospital for like 2 months. I was having like seizures and stuff, like strokes from having high blood pressure. That's what made me have him early, because my blood pressure was like too high. So it was like the first 2 weeks of him being born, I really didn't even see him, because they were trying to get me under a certain, had him in the NICU unit. So I was on one side. He was on the other side of the hospital. I finally had got released or whatever, and nobody really wasn't in my corner except, like, my best friends. I didn't see family then.
No?
No.
Not even your mom?
I just saw her name on the list, like, this, like, when you check in to see him, but, like, to come see me, no.
Nobody came to see you?
No. Wasn't there when I had him. I just seen, like, the visitation list where she came in and, like, signed off to see him, but it wasn't to see me. So it was like, so after I got released, you know, you seeing the stuff on social media, and then, you know, postpartum depression is real.
Yeah, it is. Like, a lot you of can't be out here,
people, like, I don't even know where I'm finna go live at. Like, I don't know how I'm finna do this. I got a baby in a NICU unit. Like, I'm going through all this. I'm like, man, but you getting on, I think back then it was Facebook. I'm getting on Facebook, and maybe it was MySpace. It's something on there about my child, and someone snuck a picture in the NICU. How he looked, and he was all little and real dark. He wasn't
super handsome.
Oh,
now.
He lit. Yeah. Nice. So it was just like, y'all, I'm so young. Like, I'm still in my teens. Like, y'all tripping. Like, y'all doing it, and y'all older. So I was like, okay, now when I get out this hospital and I get right, I'm gonna go do. I'm gonna get my lit back.
Yeah.
And still to this day, like, they kids look up to me. Like, I got out. He was there. I had my whole thing, my whole game plan, like, planned out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. from taking the tags off the car when I leave the scene. Like, I had planned everything out my whole thing, and it went through. I'm still innocent. Like, I did that. Like, and so now, you know, it's a problem when they do it. Ain't no problem when they do it when I do it. So, I'm going to just say I blacked out. Like, just...
And I mean, you could have though postpartum depression and everything that you had went through, getting jumped and reliving that, and then people not being there for you.
Just young, ain't got no job. Like, all my best friends though, dad was around, but it wasn't like financial wise. Like, he was around when the fight happened. He jumped in, was punching some of them, got them off of me, cause he went out to the club that night too. I didn't go out. He went out to the club and just was like, oh, that's my baby mom. You know what I'm saying? So he like. He was there on that part, but like, okay, we finna get somewhere. No, I was staying with other people, like his sister, just different people, you know what I'm saying? Just young, trying to find my way. So it was like that plays a role, because it was like these same people been waiting on me to get into this situation like my whole life. I always had. So now I'm it's the one like, oh, she ain't got nowhere to stay. Oh, yeah, her mama took her car back. Like, she don't got no car now. Like, just different stuff. Now they want to pick. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Mentally, though, how did you deal with that tweet? Like, looking back on it, when you look back on it now, like, do you feel like you learned
from it? I never hated on nobody. I'd be like, dang, like, oh, she got lit. I'm like, when my turn come, like, you know, I just always knew something about me, like, oh, I'm going to get something. Whatever, I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? So, it was like, I never hated on nobody, though. I'd just be like, dang, okay, her turn. You know what I'm saying? But where I'm from, they don't got nothing going on. Like, not talking down on where I'm from, but you don't see too many people, like, making moves, opening businesses, got, you know what I'm saying?
And how old was you when you opened your first business?
27, 8 times.
I did. That's why I said a lot of people look at you and feel like it's been overnight.
I did have my house for so long. I did have my homegirl house. I did have hotels. I used to do this thing. Like, you know how artists go and they'll, like, go do shows. I write a post, who live in Memphis or who live in L.A.? And then they'd be like, me, because I always had a following. And then the situation with the fights, the mug shots would go viral. Like, you had big-time artists, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, like, oh, I'm giving out one of the mug shots for Christmas present. She got 30 of them. Like, the buzz was making people be like, well, why this pretty girl always going to jail? Like, what they doing to this girl? Because every time I look up, she got a new mugshot every Friday. But they didn't know that I wasn't getting a fighting every Friday. I was just...
You were just turning yourself in.
Right, but it was like...
But it helped you. It helped you with your business.
Because now they like, well, why her hair is done? How is she paying for these tattoos? But it was me doing my hair. So it
basically
was like,
your mugshots was like your promotion.
And that's how it went. Like, it went from... It just blew up. So that's what people... You know what I'm saying? Knew me. So now I got a big following. Everybody want to be like, okay, what's going on with her now? Like, what's she doing in life now? Like, I remember this girl was going to jail and was fighting all these girls all the time, and they be on there posting how she don't got nowhere to stay. And she, dang, she got a biz now? Dang, her son had gained his weight. Like, he a cute little boy. So it was just, the hate was just making people be like, want to know, even if they weren't supporting, they was watching. So it was just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me see what she got going on. So now I know I got everybody in the chokehold. Y'all can't come to me. Y'all ain't finna come from L.A. to get a hairdo in my house. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Where y'all at? Who stay in L.A.? Somebody be like, me. And whoever be like, act like they want to hang so bad. Not that I was using them because you want to hang. But I'd be like, look, I'm coming to L.A. in 2 weeks. If you can get 10 people to get they had, I'm going to do yours for free. They be like, oh, I'm finna. I'd be like, if you get more than 10, I'm gonna give you $25 for every person that you to get they had done. Say less.
Just, so basically, you a hair tour.
I started doing it. I act like I'm just got so much going on. Girl, I don't even know how to pay for this flight. Girl, I don't even know where the hotel finna be. Can y'all send a deposit right now? I'm like, girl, I'm so booked. You need to pay in full. Girl, I don't even know how I'm finna. Gotta fake it till you make it. I ain't ashamed, baby. I'm like, Lord, I got 20 people. I ain't got no flight money. I'm out finna get them. I be like, deposit. This was before people was making people pay deposit. I'm like, just to insure your girl, I'm laughing till I'm crying. this to ensure your deposit, like your spot, you need to pay $100 deposit, and you have to purchase a wig from me because I don't want to deal with nobody else's hair, and it be messed up. Like, I want your look. So they'll be like, okay, bet. You know what I'm saying? So I just do that to, like, 3-4 people. Now I done got up, like, $2,000. Yeah, so like, I got my room booked. Okay, boom. So then when I get there, of course, somebody going to walk out and be like, dang, she laid her hair. See if she got one more spot. I be like, girl, I am so booked. Girl, I'm not booked. Girl, You want to come 7 o'clock in the morning, girl, and it would be that person would tell somebody, and now I was supposed to be there Friday and Saturday. Now I'm there the Tuesday.
Yeah.
But my baby is so young. Like, girl, he coming with me. Hey, sit over there. And he's such a good kid. So I never had to be like, oh, let me stop. And, like, he was so independent, young, and then everybody loved him. Like, oh, this the little baby.
Yeah.
So, like, they getting a chance to, like, meet my son. And then they were like, girl, we'll feed him, we'll hold him. So it was like, all my followers know me and my kids. So I have a lot of comments where people be like, oh, they're my IG niece and nephews. You know what I'm saying? Because they be like, girl, I remember I was holding him in L.A. when he was a newborn baby. Wow, he's 14. You know what I'm saying? So,
but what made you even think of that tweet?
Girl, broke. Don't know what. Don't. You know what I'm saying? My mama got her own situation in life. Like, I'm grown now. My mama don't, it ain't her responsibility to take care of me, but she going through her own hard times. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't go to mama. All my grandparents been dead since before I got out of school. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you had to find a way to reinvent yourself.
I got a lit food in my life or like, oh, you know, you went talking to rappers. Like, this easy now. And I just passed them up. Like, boy, please. I done went to baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
This ain't that.
This is not that, baby. Yeah. I know how to turn nothing into something. I done sat in a cell, ate 30 cups of noodles. I know how to make something work. You can't surprise me.
And this episode was brought to you by The Ayers Agency, a full-service marketing firm noted in entertainment and culture.
Girl, so you just was on. Hair trapping,
trying to make me some money. So I ended up staying in connection with one of my other bunkies or whatever, Nadia. And she was like, girl, you should come down here to Sarasota. She was like, girl, we be doing this all-white party for some dude that's, like, known there or whatever. She was like, you should come down here. She was like, girl, I can line you up a lot of people, which it went from, like, normally I require at least 10. You know, she had, like, 50 people. Like, the whole city, like, they really, like, messed with her, whatever. So I ended up coming down there and on the strip to her, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just get me a hotel and do hair in the hotel. It was like Jeezy was coming down there. So she was like, I got your tickets for Jeezy, blah, 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 blah. Like, I got the hotel. Now I'm making money. Like, I got money. I don't got to, like, this done been years of doing this or whatever, whatever. So, like, I never would be home. I would always be somewhere else or whatever. So I ended up coming to Sarasota to do hair for Jeezy. And Nadia was like, girl, every time I turn around, oh, I got 5 more people. I'm like, dang, like, I ain't gonna make it to Jeezy tonight.
Yeah.
So while I'm in the hotel, whatever hotel I'm doing hair at, they're like, she got too many guests. And they probably like, is she prostituting these people?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? Because somebody keep coming in and going in the room, but they not realizing that they coming out with a different hairdo. They just like, I remember that lady had on a red shirt. She's like, every hour and a half, somebody else coming in and out the hotel. So I put a do not disturb, because I used to have to, I done learned this. I used to have to take me a vacuum cleaner so I can get all the hair out of their carpet. So they wouldn't eat up my deposit because they couldn't get the hair. So I had left my little vacuum cleaner that I would take. Like, it was a little handheld. Car was, so I left it, and I tried to leave to go get one. So I put the do not disturb on the door. They still went in the room, and all the hair and stuff was on the floor. So when I come check back in, they're like, sorry, unfortunately, cosmetology services inside of our hotel. And I'm like, how y'all know? What y'all doing in my room if I had do not come in here? Yeah. I didn't ask for cleaning services. Like, it had a little thing, like, if you don't want it clean, put this on. So I didn't ask for towels. Why y'all in there? How y'all know I'm doing cosmetology? That's because y'all peeping these different people coming in. Y'all been trying to figure out, what am I doing? Is it drugs? Like, why people keep coming in and out? So they was like, we're going to give you a full refund, but we're going to have to cancel your stay with us. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to go get another hotel. They must be, the city so small, they must be called other hotels. Because it was like, I'm I gave her my name, I don't know if she was like, look, it's a lady name. Tell her, gonna come in. Like, this is what she doing, because she got a lot of traffic. She was like, only guests that stand there can come to the property. Their name got to be listed. They can't access the room. I'm like, okay, so I'm calling Nadi. I'm like, girl, why these people done came in here and caught me doing hair? I got to find someone. So she like, oh, girl, yeah. She was like, well, my dude go to this barber that can, he got a little, he be gambling in the back of his shop. He got a little spot back there. She was like, because if I call any other hairstylist, you taking everybody clients. Yeah, they not going to let you come. Yeah. Right. So I'm like, okay. She was like, I'm going to call. She called this barber or whatever. She like, hey, can she do hair in the back of your shop or whatever? She got a lot going on, whatever, whatever. So he like, yeah, that's cool. He didn't know what I looked like. I didn't know what he looked like. You know what I'm saying? So it just worked out like that. So when I come in there, it's like, he was cool. Like, he was extremely cool. Like, he wasn't really my type. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was a hustler. We had the same type of vision on owning the salon. I didn't own the salon. He had a barbershop, you know? Yeah. Just the traffic and stuff. He was like extremely cool, but I'm knowing now that you're cool because of what you really like. You wanted to be me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you was like that cool gay friend. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he played the role. Oh, I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Nobody believed it when it came out. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I ended up being in his shop with him, and that money was better than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, I'm in Florida, I'm able to go home, I could drive down there, see my family or, you know, my friends, and catch all my old clients from before I moved, yeah, and still go to Sarasota and make a bag. Mm-hmm. So that turned into like I was doing that like every other week for like 4 months. Mm-hmm. And now it was like, okay, I'm coming off then, you know what I'm saying? Me and dude start like, kicking it. Like, yeah, I'm like, he cool. It's like, I don't really like him like that, but he cool. Like, he funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, we start, it was just like not an attraction. Like, oh, you got money, you look good, you dress nice. It was just like, I be around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be
attracted
at your shop.
To the goals.
Yeah, the goals. Okay.
Yeah.
So fast forward, I had a wedding booked in Florida and I had to do like 17 people. For a client that I used to do before I moved to Georgia. But I was like, okay, I'm finna be greedy. I'm finna hit Sarasota first and do these people Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I'm gonna go drive to Gainesville and finish them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the wedding.
Yeah.
Get to Sarasota. I was there for like 2 days. I remember my mama calling me and she was like, she was like, hey, I need to borrow $1,800. And I said, $1,800? I'm like, my kids go to school. This was the 26th. I'm like, my kids go to school July 26th. I'm like, they got to go to school on the 1st. I'm like, I got to get school clothes. Like, I can't afford it. Just, like, they don't ask me for, like, $18, $108. It'll be $1,800. Like, I think they see me going place to place like she got something going on. Yeah. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Whole lot of bills. I got 2 kids that I'm taking care of by myself. Like, I don't got it. So I'm like, Mom, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, I was just paying her bills and helping her out for like the last 5-6 months prior to this date.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Till she had got on her feet. So I'm like, I don't got it. She was like, well, you can't ask the person you down there with for it. I'm like, this ain't my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't my man. Like, why would I ask him to give you the money for your stuff? Like, if I'm going to ask him, it's going to be for me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she thought it was more than what it was, but it really wasn't. We were just dating. You know what I'm saying? So, she kind of felt away, and we hung up the phone. So, I feel like that's why she wasn't there for the asking. She felt like, oh, I asked her for some money the day before, and that's her karma for not giving it to me. Like, that's how she thinks.
Mm.
So, I'm down there, whatever. I do hair for like 1 or 2 days, and he was like, it's my mom's birthday. He was like, I gotta go to my mama's party. But mind you, I'm down to staying at his house. I stopped getting hotels. I'm going to stay like with him or whatever. So he like, man, my mama gonna, you know, I don't want her to think you my girlfriend and nothing like that. Like, I ain't trying to take you to meet my mama, no, nothing like that. But he was like, my mama's birthday today, and I've been working all day. Like, I gotta go. So I'm like, he was like, she going to be asking you about all them tattoos. Like, just put on a hoodie. I'm like, oh, your mama one of them types. Like, so where are you from? Like, his parents, them hold a really high standard. Like, and I like that. They classy. Mm-hmm. They got stuff going on. They very successful, like, college graduate. Like, they got stuff going on. So it's like, he like, man, my mama going to be tripping. Like, you. I'm like, I'll stay in the car. He was like, nah, but I'm going to be there for a little bit. It's like a party.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, we go to the party, I meet his mama. So I guess the next day it was something else. No, we left to go get something. I don't remember nothing that really happened after this accident. Like, I had like not memory loss, but I can't think back that I think we left the something to go back to his mama's house. I just know it was her birthday and we was headed there. Mm-hmm. And some 14-year-old kid stole his parents' truck and was driving on the wrong side of the road and hit us. I'm in my phone, like, I'm making Snapchats or something, videos, and I just remember looking up and I see him doing like this. Like, I was in my phone making, like, Snapchat, like, and I see him going, like, and when I looked at him, I heard him, like, yell, like, he took his hand off the wheel, and he, like, ducked, like, that's because the car was, like, coming. And I'm looking at him, and when I looked up, that's all I remember.
And when you woke up, you was in the hospital.
When I woke up, both of my legs was in the air. I had something on my face, and I ain't know how I had got there. Like, I don't remember nothing. I just, the last thing I remember is, like, him saying, like, took his hand off the wheel. Like, we going, like, 55 miles per hour, and he just, and I'm looking at him like, what? And before I could turn, I just remember, like, something, like, it was fast. So when I woke up, I remember, like, looking around, and I was like, and I couldn't see out of one eye. Like, I had some stuff, like, all over my face, and I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, where am I at? Mm-hmm. So when I seen, it said, your nurse is, and it said reason, it said, a car accident, like, on the board. It had, like, for notes, other nurses can know, like, what's going on. And then I saw where it said that it was Saturday. I said, oh, I got a wedding. I'm stuck. Like, I'm laying there. I'm like, oh, it's Saturday. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be at this girl wedding. I'm like, I can't do it.
So
Tamika,
you were
like
asleep
this
for 2 days.
I don't remember. Like, I'd be lying if I said. I just remember whenever I woke up, like, I can't remember if it was a Saturday, Sunday. I just remember when I woke up,
like,
I was laying in my legs was like, and I remember that he was in the same room. Like, mm-hmm. he was across from me. So I'm like, and his leg was up. Like, he.
So you had two broke legs.
I cracked both of my ankles and sprained both of my knees. So it was like, I had, my knees.
The dashboard probably crushed.
The engine came inside of the car, but it just, I had the worst of it. So it was like, I didn't have on a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. So it was like.
Wear your seatbelt.
I guess, like, the impact was trying to take me through the windshield, but put me back. So that impact of me hitting my eye is what caused the damage with the face and the eye. Like, literally, my whole eyebrow was gone. My hair was snatched. I had a Levi. Like, the hair was gone and the eyebrow was gone, and all this was just, like, messed up. So I'm assuming that maybe I was trying to go out the windshield and the engine and stuff pushed me back, and that's what, like, broke the ankle. So I just was like, I'm like, what's going on? And then they was like, ma'am, calm down. You was involved in a nearly fatal car accident, but you're going to be all right. So I'm like, what is? Like, I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. So I remember them, they had a catheter in me. So I'm like, take this out. Like, this stank. Like, I don't play about my hygiene now.
Yeah.
Like, well, I smell a little
tart.
Oh, yeah. Put me in a bath. Now, mind you, I was doing nursing. Yeah. So y'all ain't cleaning me. Y'all need to take this. I'm ready to go take a bath. Shay, I remember. Girl, them rolling me in that bathroom. I ain't know what I look like. Girl, is seeing my face. Girl, I was just like, what? Girl, all this gone. My legs was black and blue. My feet swollen. I was like, when am I finna walk again? They was like, oh, it's going to be close to a year, maybe a year and a half. I'm like, what? I'm like, so y'all can't put it in a brace. And they was like, if we put you in a brace, it's going to be the full body, you know, the whole thing. It's just going to be a hole in between your legs. Like, you're going to be stuck. And they was like, whenever you recover, like, you might not walk the same. You might, your body going to be stuck in that position for a long time. You may have a real bad walk, or your legs might heal and your bones might heal and grow back in a certain way where you might look like
wobble,
you
like,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I can't be walking like that. Like, so I'm like, so what's up with my face? They was like, they kept giving me shots in my eye. Like, every day a doctor was coming in. I'm like, why are y'all putting needles in my eyeball? But for some reason, I don't know if they was numbing it, but I didn't feel the shots. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, he was like, needles in my eye. And I was like, what are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. They was like, we're trying to kill the nerves so we can remove it. And I'm like, remove my eye? And they was like, yeah, you have an internal bleeding. Like, it could cause you, like, you may be blind. Like, but we're going to get you a glass eye. It looks real. I'm like, look, I came here to do hair. Like, I did not come here for all this. Like, I came to make me some money. Like, I'm like, Lord, what am I, why am I in this situation? Like, I'm finally getting on my feet, got me a nice house, got me a nice car. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling like I'm back. I done been doing this for 3 years now. Like, why am I back?
To square one.
Like, how? Yeah. Like, I ain't crossing nobody. I ain't snaking nobody. Like, I don't live like that. Like, I stand on principles. It be the moral of stuff for me. So I'm like, why am I going through what I'm going through? Like, what is going on? I saw my face. I'm like, bro, I'm ugly. Like, if they give me a glass, these girls, I'm thinking back to my ops. Girl, I can see them now. Oh, girl, I snatched the eyeball out. Like, girl, shut up and remove your eye. Like, I'm already hearing the jokes. I'm like, bro, these people is not going to take my eye. They was like, we're going to take you to surgery tomorrow. Like, the nerve should be gone by, like, you know, they was like, don't worry. We're going to give you one that looks real. I'm like, I want my eye. I'm like, well, I don't care if I can't see out of it. Just keep it in. Like, even if I could just see out of one, I just want to look normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it don't work like that because you got internal bleeding. We are going to have to take it out to get back in there to see, like, what's going on. I'm like, bro, I remember Shay laying there. Like, I think I cried out that eye so much, like, waiting on the surgery the next day. Mm-hmm. So when I got ready to go in surgery, I'm laying back. And I'm like, they was like, can you move it? I remember them taking whatever they sewed together. They took the needle or the thread or whatever out. And I remember them peeling it back. And I was moving. And I was like, I can see. I'm like, it's moving. I'm like, They was, girl, they was. I'm like, I can see. I'm laying. I'm like, it's moving. I see you here. It's like, what color shirt? I'm like, you got on a blue shirt. I do not take my.
Whatever you do.
I can see. Listen, we finna redo this. We finna go get another doctor.
Yeah.
I wear glasses, contacts. Y'all take the vision, baby. Don't take this eyeball. Please don't take my eye. I can see.
Oh, we so bad.
Listen, so they was like, okay, but they was like, now that we done gave you shots to kill the nerve in it, it may be problems later. Thank God, that's been 6 years. I can still see. It's like farsighted. Like, some stuff look close, some stuff look far. Like, some mornings I wake up and it hurt, but it's not, like, to the point where it's like
a dead eye.
Yeah, it's a dead eye. See. So when they say my eye, I was like, okay, I got my eye. I don't care. The legs gonna come, but I got my eye, whatever, so...
How did you mentally though tweet? What was that like?
So bad.
Listen, when I tell you,
I never thought I'd like say this, but when I tell you, when they used to, I cast, so therefore I had to take pads because being that they were broke, no matter if I moved it or not and it dangled, it was painful because I didn't have a hard cast. I had braces to make me, I wanted to be able to still have that walk.
Normal, yeah.
So I'm like, I got to go through this struggle of feeling every little time I get up to go to the bathroom, every time I lay down, every time I roll over in my sleep, I got to feel every little inch of pain because I don't want to walk different. I still want to be that girl. I know I'm going to overcome this.
What did you say to God while you was laying?
I was like, why are you waking me up? Like, I really had gotten to a bad depression. It's like, okay, I ain't never seen my mom. Like,
what you mean you ain't never seen your mom? That
was 2017. I didn't see my mama until 2020. And she was alive and well, working, living her best life. I never seen her face. She never seen me in a wheelchair. She never seen me at a doctor's visit. Never gave me a bath. Nothing.
Who helped you?
My sister and my best friend and this other guy that I dated when I was like 13. Up until now, we still close. His name Travis.
And who?
He used to pick me up and give me my sister friends, Miss LaWanda, like sister. She was on a 10-day cruise when I got in the wreck. Mm-hmm. So she was over there. Phone service, didn't know like what was going on. Then when she got a whiff of like social media, she like, dang, I'm on this boat, I can't come. So I ended up having to go with his people because it was like my people weren't there to come get me.
Who had the kids?
I can't even. My daughter was in Gainesville, and my son was he probably was with my best friend. I don't know who, you know what I'm saying?
Grabbed the kids
after the fact, like, I didn't know nothing. But before that, it was like, I had them in a safe place. Like, hey, girl, I'm finna go work, whatever. Like, he probably was at one of my cousin's house. He was probably, I don't remember who was with who, but I know my daughter was in Gainesville.
How did that make you feel that your mom was those 3 years?
I feel away today.
You resent her for it?
I don't resent her. I just feel numb, like, about, because it's that's just one of the many different stories. But I think that's what made me be like, when people go through stuff, I could be tough about it, like, hey, I'm sorry that's going on. But when I had my hard times, like, you know, you can help people mm-hmm. in situations, and whatever God is trying to teach them or they struggle, you could come and try to intervene, and then that lays on you. Because mm-hmm. it seemed like every time I tried to be like, okay, well, this my mama. I need to help her with this because that's what you do as a daughter. And I had a good life. Mm-hmm. So I'd be feeling like, damn, I got to do this because that's my mama. Like, man, we had a life. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of what she do or how she move, like, that's my mama. But every time I get the worst end of the deal, like, I'm talking about evictions in my name, like, situations that put me in bad situations, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to help.
Do you feel like you was trying to play God? You know how, like, we help some, not that you was trying to,
I ain't gonna
but
say that, because I just used to, like, every time she'll go through stuff or whatever be going on, I'd be like, man, this my mama. Like, my mama wasn't like this when I was growing up. She only got like this as an adult. So I'm like, is it, she, like, got a, like, had a nervous breakdown, and she, like, mental? Not right, because this people who know us know, like, that's not her. But now I see, like, no, people are grown and know exactly what they be doing. Start noticing, like, some stuff on purpose. You purposely set up with somebody I don't talk to no more and talk about me with them. You purposely went and did this. You purposely made that call. You ain't going through nothing mental. You purposely acting like a op. So it just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
you
purposely
live
to it, but
10, 15 minutes away from my grand opening. But why everybody else, mama, here, you ain't here? But when you need something, that same grand opening that maybe you help me. No, you don't.
I know.
I ain't seen my mama at a birthday party of mine since I was like 12.
Oh, wow. And I know you numb to it now, Tweet, but that has to hurt. You get what I'm saying?
People, and child, they just paint me out like, I just feel like, too, like, she'll, like, tell her side of the story. I don't care to tell, but she'll go paint the picture to, like, family members, like, oh, she did me. And they be like, dang, we know how you was about her. Like, that's messed up. Until when I got out the way and you can't hurt me no more, you start doing it to them. Like, what you was doing to me, not everybody see the pattern. Now they, like, come back. Like, y'all coming back 10 years later. Oh, dang, Bird, I see what. Nah, don't come see, because y'all was less supportive. I feel like y'all was siding with what y'all hear, because y'all just don't know. Like, y'all feel like people don't have bad mother and daughter relationships. And it's never been like, you know, you got some people who mom, like, them, I call them names. It's not that. It was mm-hmm. never like verbal abuse or nothing like that. It could just be lack of support or mm-hmm. you intentionally do stuff. Like, for example, when my lawyers got position on who was making those calls, her phone number was in there. Nobody don't know that to the day. Making the calls like
about probation, saying lying, saying
this person was there. Yeah, nobody don't know that. Yeah, your number was in there too. It wasn't just the girl. It was your number in there too.
Do you ever put any in your music?
No, I don't say that because it just be like, how you.
But you should.
You make like people look at it like, oh, because you got some people like, I love my mama down. My mama never do that, so why is she even, you look at Black China mama, and I just be like, dang, but it's different. Black China mama is, like, verbally abusive. Mm-hmm. Like, my mama, I'm going to say.
It's just emotionally abusive. Yeah, like. She's not there.
Yeah.
She's not there emotionally.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. But obviously it has fuel, because even after, you know, thinking you're going to have a dead eye and being there, laying there with broken legs, with, yep. you know, a dude that you wasn't really into.
And then, back that up, like, he was also, like, the know that, okay, I'm not hoping to meet this man, mama, and this who mama there for me. I don't even know these people. Like, another person giving me a bath, like a lady looking at my naked, but I don't even know these people's name. But I'm in their house for 2 weeks. They're like, hey, where's your mom? Where's your dad? I'm like, my dad is dead. They was like, well, I talked to your mom. She said she was coming down here, and it's been 3 days. Like, but you, like, on social media, like, oh, anybody want to donate funds to my daughter? Yeah. Like, everything about money. So it's just like, okay, well, my sister came and got me. That's when I got from over there, and it just made me feel like, okay, like, dang, this man, we went through this, we went through that, we kept in communication, and social media made us a relationship. We was never, like,
they
this my man.
Like the Bonnie and Clyde.
And people
thing,
was
yeah.
just like, I love their story, because I already know Tweet, that gave him followers, that gave him a look, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know Tweet, And I know what she went through, like, every day, you know, we kept our story. We, like, I'm very open. You know what I'm saying? We uploading what we going, like, this is what we did today. We taking side-by-side pictures in our wheelchair. We sharing, like, oh, y'all, so, hey, I'm
the comeback.
One of my legs is healed. I'm now me a scooter. Okay, y'all, my was off today. So everybody was just so into, like.
Like, following it every step of the way. Yeah.
So people looked at it like, oh, they are the perfect couple. They were, so now we get a salon together. Like, it's a his and hers. You cutting hair, I'm doing hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking, like, this who I'm finna marry. Like, this might not be my type. Like, I'm used to, like, a man who dressed better and jewelry and all. Like, he's like, oh, no, I'm just after stability. And my kids, it turned, that accident turned my vision into, like, something like, you know what I'm saying? No, I want
to. Life.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I could be dead. I'm just happy I got an eyeball. Yeah. I'm happy I can get up and. I don't care about having on them Chanel sneakers. Girl, you get, I was wearing boots for a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even know how, I'm, like, you know what I'm saying? So it just changed my vision. I'm like, it made me like, okay, I love him. Like, this, I almost died with this man. I see if I go through a hard time, my he's going to be there. So that made us be like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Social media put it out like, oh, tweet, go with him. Because they was in the car together when they wrecked. So I know she be doing hell, but I ain't know she was, like, messing with him. Like, wasn't a couple, we was just dating, and I almost died with you and whatever. So fast forward, put together. We opened this business, everybody support. I'm talking about grand opening, had hundreds, probably 1,000 people showed up. It turned into a party. Like, a little small little suite turned into, like, dang, all these people looking up to us as a relationship wise. So now you got your baby mama who you was really with, and you just dating me. But now it's, like, forced. Like, he got a whole different walk in life. Like, she don't really got nothing going on. So he like, man, I went from having to take care of her. Like, man, I almost lost my life. Like, this who I want to be with. And she feeling tried because she feeling like.
I thought y'all was just friends. I thought she was just doing anything.
It's been a year and a half. Y'all got a business together and you ain't never come back to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I honestly feel where she coming from. You looking at, like, this girl was dating women. Like, on some stuff, she used the dildo. Being the giver and doing all that, and you turned her into being a woman, giving her a child. So her family looking at you like, oh my God, he turned her back. We finally got a granddaughter. Like, yeah, this,
like,
man is
at him as a savior.
You know what I'm saying? So they praising you, but now they looking at you, share your life and start your life over with a girl you wasn't even in a relationship with, and you just left our daughter here. What about her? And she was there through your hard times, and at the same time, nobody don't know how y'all get down in the bedroom. Really, y'all role play. You really the girlfriend, and she still the stud. No, this is real tea.
No, I know.
This is real tea. So this girl feeling like, boy.
You try me.
You try me, because I'm ain't no
don't
woman.
Don't tell me she sent you the videos.
Child, she it was a hurricane came. And they evacuated to Georgia. Mind you, I'm like, why you can't see your daughter? He, for like 2 years, oh, she don't want me to see my kid. He's lying, got me thinking that she, right.
Yeah.
But he got her thinking that, oh, she don't want me to be around you. She's so jealous. She don't. She's scared I'm going to be with you. So that's why I'm not seeing my daughter. So for a long time, he wasn't able to, like, see his daughter. I'm like, that's crazy, because I don't play about my kids.
That's
being a crab. Yeah, you like, and why would I not want you to see your child? Like, you almost died. Like, you should want to be, like, my kids coming around. So I didn't know. Mind you, I'm growing with you, but I'm learning with you. Like, I don't know the ins and outs. I'm getting to learn while we together. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, they evacuated to Georgia. And the storm came, and I remember him wait. He was like, oh, well, she going to let me see my daughter today. I'm like, that is so good. Yeah. He was like, we going to go over there. We going to try to go shopping. Mind you, I'm still in my cast, but only one of his legs was shattered. He got a rod, so he didn't have to recover. His heels, his incisions had to heal. You know what I'm saying? So he was able to drive before me. So he waited until like 9 that night to go get the little girl. Mind you, that's what time I take my medication, my sleeping pills and stuff, because I can't sleep with broken bones. Like, I'm going to feel every time I move. So it's something that they was giving me to, like, pretty much numb me to where I can roll over and
sleep.
Right. So you wait. You've been waiting to get the girl all day. Why you wait to 9 o'clock? Because you know that's what time. I'm taking my pills like clockwork.
Yeah, and
so
going to sleep.
He like, hey, it's like 8:50. He like, hey, she just not saying I can come get her. Really, you miss her sex. You plan to, when she take these pills, she going to be knocked out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to come get her then. you go over there to get your daughter. I remember you leaving after I took the medication. I remember you leaving. I remember waking up like 2 a.m. and looking for him. Now I got PTSD. I'm scared that you done died in a wreck because it's raining.
Yeah.
I'm blowing up the phone. You not answering the phone. My heart beating. I'm crying. I'm like, oh my God.
Something happened to
Because I done went through what I went. I'm like, man, this man been gone since 9 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. He never came back with a little
not
girl.
Not knowing he over there.
The service back. Girl, they in my car. He get bent over in the car getting hit with a strap from his baby mama in the car.
That's it. That did it. That did it. That's it.
Listen. No. Hold on. No.
No, we got to stop. That's
no.
It.
No.
That's it.
Listen.
That is it.
Mind you, this somebody I'm thinking like, oh, when I recover, we finna do this business together. Like, we lit. We already got the shop.
I know you thought you was marrying him.
I'm thinking I'm finna marry this man. So, mind you, he come home. No, he answered the phone. I'm like, are you okay? He like, oh, yeah. I'm just lost out here. Man, it's raining so bad. I've been parked. I'm scared to drive around. I'm like, stay on the phone with me till you get here. He come here. So, I'm in and out of dozing off. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm falling asleep. I'm waking up, I'm falling asleep, like, because I'm on these pills, like, but I'm so worried, like, my mind saying, stay up, but my body just shutting down. I woke up again, it was 4 o'clock, he still wasn't there, but I heard my garage open. So I'm like, there he go, but it's like, I'm laying there in my bed, like, I got my legs up, but I'm looking, I'm like, I see him, but am I dreaming? He don't turn on the light. He hop up the stairs, because he still got that one leg, so he hopping and slide, and he thinking I'm asleep. He slides into the bathroom. So, like, how my room set up, you know how you could look in this mirror, but I can look in this mirror and I can see him.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking in the mirror and I see him, like, lean over, and he had a rag and a towel. And
That is enough. That is enough.
This man only wiping his butt.
That is enough,
Tweet. So, I'm like, did he shart in the car? Did this man, what is he? He giving himself a sink bath, but he ain't wiping the front. He wiping the bed. I'm like, what is he doing? But I'm laying there like, bro, I'm dreaming. But I never imagined you was getting played. Like,
yeah.
So I'm looking.
How did you find out?
Girl, I was thinking I was dreaming. Like, I'm laying there.
No, but I mean, like, how did you find out? How did you know, like, this
okay,
is what happened?
Okay, so he hopped back to the bed and he crawled in the bed. I promise you to God, it smelled like blood and poop. Like, I just smelled, like, it smelled like he, I guess when they go in the butt, they be douching and stuff.
Yeah.
He ain't get to do that. So, I don't know if he had, like, it was
so,
a bad.
So, but I mean, how was it confirmed?
I smelled it. So, then when he in so much pain, he take his pills and now I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
So, the phone kept ringing and it said, Dad, but his dad didn't evacuate from down there. It kept saying, Dad. Mind you, these people was there for me. So, when I see Dad calling like 40 times,
you
I remember.
This?
You know what? I remember he went through a surgery and he said, like, if something happened to me, like, don't never let my mom and them get my phone. But he was like, my password is 305-941.
Mm-hmm.
He was from 941. His dad was from 305. So he just was like, that's where all my stuff going to be. But I'm not a person to go through the phone. So he told me that a whole 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when it said, Dad, I had tried to, I need him to help me get out of bed and get in the wheelchair. But the phone just vibrating. I'm not thinking that you cheated. And somebody called, it's a storm.
Yeah.
So when I saw Dad, I saw it say Dad, but I couldn't get to it. So I crossed out the bed and I hopped my way all the way over because I'm like, dang, this man, Daddy, somebody down there dead. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and they constantly calling the phone.
But so it really was her.
It was her.
He had reprogrammed the
her number as Dad.
Something that dudes do.
So I'm like, hey, Mr. Diener. I'm like, you know, hey. She was like, she was like, what you answer his phone for? So I'm like, Mr. Dean, I'm thinking this Mr. Dean a girlfriend. I'm like, hey, this Tweet. I'm like, she was like, I know who you is. I'm like, okay, so I'm like, who is this? She was like, this is Jess. I'm like, I know that's her name, but I don't know her at the stage I'm in life. Like, girl, I'm not arguing with you, girl. I'm glad I could see. Like, What is the, you know what I'm saying? But mind you, he had me thinking that she was just this horrible person that's keeping
that's
the baby
what they
away.
Do. Yeah.
So she like, when she see how humble I am in my spirit, like, and I'm not arguing back with her, she was like, unblock my number. She was like, he not going to let you talk to me. So I'm like, unblock your number. I'm like, I don't even know you to block your number. She was like, go on your phone and unblock any 305 numbers. So mind you, I'm like, she don't know I can get in the phone. Well, I didn't think. I laid there, so I'm like, dang, we got. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm going to call your number tomorrow. I'm like, how do you even know my number? Mm-hmm. So I'm laying there. I'm like, I'm like, dang, how can I get in this phone? Like, I see these messages, but because it's not my face. Back then it wasn't face, but because I didn't know the code, it just showed that she was texting a lot of different, and it said images, one video. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, dang, what is she saying? Because now she leaving me. She telling me she going to call me at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I want to talk right now while he on these pills and he asleep. Mm-hmm. So I laid there for like an hour, but I'm saying to myself, bro, I wasn't dreaming. So I crossed to the bathroom. I see what he tried to take the rag and like ball it up and put it in the trash, because now I gotta go to the bathroom. He not here to wake me up and take me to the bathroom. So I'm like, dang, that's the same rag. I'm like, so why is he wiping? Yeah. I'm like, he must have sharted in the car. He ain't want me to know or smell. He embarrassed. I get back to the room and I lay there and I look at the phone and something came to me what he said before
the
surgery.
Yeah.
I type it in. I see him bent over in my, she was like, oh, so you ain't answering the phone? I sent her this. And I see it. And now I'm reading everything. He calling her daddy. She calling him.
So what
him.
Did you do, Tweet, when you found this out?
I'm thinking I'm high. I'm like, bro, I'm hallucinating. I'm like, I am high. Like, I'm laying there, like, still on these pills. Like, I'm like, and you know, Sha, I've never drunk or smoked. Like, I'm a
yeah,
very.
Yeah, you still don't drink or smoke.
So
yeah.
I never want. The reason why I don't do, like, now that I'm. At that age to drink, I don't do it because I never want to feel how I felt during my recovery, like how people be getting high, not knocking nobody that get high, but I be like, how do they want to feel like this? Like how people be geeked up on these pills. I hated taking the pills, but I needed them for the pain.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm slapping myself. I'm like, bro, I am high. Because I'm like, why all the messages that's in blue calling her daddy and, oh, Zaddy, oh, yeah, I can't wait to take that. And
yeah.
I'm like, and she calling, I'm like, what kind of iPhone he? I'm thinking I'm high. I'm like,
when did you come down though? When did you realize like
I couldn't go back to sleep. I'm like, bro, I'm not high. So I'm not even the type of person to be like, oh, I gotta have this up on him. I'm finna send this to my phone. I'm thinking I'm high. I'm like, bro, I'm high. Like
so, but when you came down off your medicine, did you say something to him?
No, he was still asleep because, mind you, he's not used to staying out that night. Like, I took my pills at a certain time, so when he got need help, I be...
To help him.
And he took his. So, he finna sleep. Like, you just got in at 6. You on them pills, it's going to make you sleep for a good 7 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm wide awake. When I tell you, I'm like, I went through my phone. I had about 20 305 numbers that was blocked. Mind you, I'm like, I don't even know how this man even got in my phone to block her number. Because she been threatened to send me this stuff anyway. Get what I'm saying? So
was you glad you seen it?
Yes, I was.
Are y'all friends now?
No, oh, no, girl. He went back to her and everything.
Did you ever, like, blow it up on, on social media or anything?
He blew it up. Girl. Y'all ready for that story?
No, we'll have to do that story another time.
Girl.
So did y'all break
it,
up?
It ended from, I talked to her. She sent me the videos. We talked for like 5 hours. He woke up, realized what was going on, realized that I had read messages that she sent, and he knew that he didn't open them. So now he's panicking, blowing me up, blowing her up. He in a frenzy because he like, it's still raining.
Mm-hmm.
Shay, I crawled to my car to be able to get in the car to be away to talk. Like, I'm driving with a broke foot trying to get away. Like, I'm right down the road from the house. Like, I made it to the house to be able to talk to this girl. She tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I realize what's going on, I make it back home and I'm like, bro, I can't do this. Like, I'm like showing him this stuff and he just, oh, pulling guns, I'm finna kill myself. That was an old past to me. Like, I love you as a person. Now, you know what? I actually kind of believed it because I'm like, the stuff we went through, the traumatic stuff, God can change how you look, but not for me. Like, you was getting it in your booty from a man, oh, I don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm from Florida. I like real. Come be outside my house if I don't answer the phone and be like, I'm coming up in here. I don't want nobody who been over and you throwing it back better than me.
Yeah.
Like, you sucking the strap better than me. I can't unsee it. So it's like, I don't care what. So he looking at it like, dang, I was there for you. Like, you trying to be manipulated. I'm like, bro, you got to go. I'm like,
you
I
put him out?
No, and then it was a storm. So where you gonna go back to is a storm. Mm-hmm. His whole roof came off of his place, mm-hmm. like during that storm. So it was just like, dang. He like, dang, you gonna just put me out from something that's, oh, that was before you. Like, he's trying to make me feel like it's okay. It's not okay. Like, I was sick. I was back into a depression stage. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. I ended up moving out, leaving my house there with him. He wouldn't pay the bills. I'm like, he like, just come back. I'll do whatever to be with you. I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal with you. Mm-hmm. So I ended up dating somebody else. Like 6-7 months later, he's so in his head thinking I'm going to expose him. He want these videos deleted. I'm showing him before I left. I'm like, everything is deleted. Like, you can get the phone and delete this. I would never expose you because you saved my life.
Yeah.
Your family did stuff for me. Regardless of you being who you are, that was before me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to always have that respect for you because of you what was you there did, when my yeah. family was. Yeah. I never expose you because, for one, I'm ashamed for the people to know that I'm with a
Yeah.
Like, I'm with a man that's playing me, you know what yeah. I'm saying? So I never expose you, but I think that just bothered him. Like, nah, she got that. He breaks into my salon to try to get the iPad, the salon we had. He's gone now. Mm-hmm. He come back like 4-5 months later. He connects the iPad that was my previous. Before I got a salon, I had just a regular iPad. Mm-hmm. He connects the iCloud to get the information and sync the pictures to go and find the messages. He's going through the messages to see and don't see nothing to him, but he see me. And I'm not going to lie, like, I like you recording myself. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I'm with my new people. Yeah. Nobody don't know. The media thing, we still together. Mm-hmm. He like, can you just never pop out with nobody? At least give me time. I don't want to answer questions, and I don't want you telling your side of the story. Like, we just going. So I was like, okay, cool, because I really don't want to pop out with nobody if it ain't for sure anyway. Mm-hmm. Next time I pop out, I want to be my husband.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I did keep that, you know, to a standard or whatever. But, girl, I was making videos with my new dude. I'm living in a mansion now. Like, life good. You know what I'm saying?
When did you start rapping?
After that. Mm-hmm. I start, but it wasn't about my story. But me and this new dude started a label. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got into, like, the rapping. Like, we was.
Did
like,
you
we
always know you could rap?
No, I just knew I could talk trash. But I ain't know that I was, like, so good. Like, see how I could just sit here and talk and stuff just. Like, yeah. I just knew, like, I been a trash talker. Well,
let me hear you say something. Let me hear you spit something.
Which one you want to hear?
Something good. Something good before we go. Let me hear you say something.
Now I'm back up on the scene. Got these bitter with all my jewelry on. I'm a self-made gold digger. Got 99 problems bigger than a Glorilla. I'd rather waste my time frame on the bigger picture. Now I'm a seven-figure chick. I'm talking major digs. But Versace glasses got notorious big vision. I don't engage with her if we ain't talking business. I be on demon time. These in Hell's Kitchen. See, I be getting... Yeah.
Oh, Demon Time in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I heard you too go off on that Lotto remix.
Man, they ain't want to show love, man. I ate, man.
Yeah, you did.
She could have shown love. I paid with a homie. She could have reposed him with it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Somebody would have ate my song like that, chewed it up and gave it back, I wouldn't have posted it too.
But so. You did good too on that first day out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do my little thing, but you know. Yeah.
So what's next for you? Are you trying to get like a deal?
It's like I'm at the age now, like, you know, most people try to get a deal. They want that house. They want that car. They trying to get their family out the hood. They trying to, I done did that on hair money. Mm-hmm. Like I've been touring. So it's not like I'm like losing my mind. You know, a lot of people got to snake people out to get to the next level. Like this person might link with this manager. They got the ill intentions on. Oh, I'm finna just use him to get here. Mm-hmm. Then when I get him, I'm finna get, I ain't.
Some girls screw their way
yeah,
to the top.
And then some girls got it, like, they want to sleep for a feature. I ain't doing that. I was sleeping on floors, couches, making it happen, doing hair in a wheelchair. You think I'm finna, like, mess with this nigga and this rapper and all that? But no, I'm not doing that. So it's just, like, this industry kind of messed up. Everybody snaking everybody. Everybody trying to figure out how they can get over on this person and use this person to get. That's what turned me out from, like, well, I don't care. Like, I get on there and be like, oh, I'm feeling this song. I'm finna just pop it on this freestyle real quick. Like, just to pop it. Because I feel like, okay, I done came.
I'm bad. I'm that chick.
Yeah, I can get on there and say that. And I know I can really do it. But it, deep down, like, I wish I could probably, like, own a hospital or a nursing home or something. Like, I still wish I could be, like, with old people. Like, my heart really still with like what I was doing, like catering and nurturing people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I just rap because I knew, like,
tell me the hardest lesson you've learned thus far.
Trusting people. Thinking people gonna be like me.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking like what you put out with people is what you get in. No, it's what you put out in the universe is what you get back. I be ready to be like, oh, I'm finna go hard with this, because when it's time to pass the ball back to me, they'll never pass me the ball. So trusting, even family, friends, like I never get back. It be down the line, like, okay, now I see why this happened. I ain't get it through that, but I got it on my own. So
how do you feel? How do you feel like where's your relationship with God now?
Way better. And you know, in 2024, I said I'm gonna get closer. Like now, like me and my kids be praying and stuff. Like I be losing focus on time. I be so caught up on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I ain't gonna lie, I be forgetting to pray. Like I might be like, oh, I ain't said that all day. You know what I'm saying? But my relationship now, it's like I had a little church home, but I be seeing like little funny business here. I'm not gonna say what church, but I just be feeling like, man, this ain't like the country church I grew up in. Like, you can go talk to the pastor and hug the pastor and be like, hey, Pastor Middleton, da-da. Here, you got to see the pastor on the TV screen. Like, everything's so mega. It got ATMs in church. You could, we was kids putting 25 cents and 50 cents and a dollar in church. Like, yeah. They want, hey, who got 100?
I got a church you can come to. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's like, I wish I can, you know, get a church home because I grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. Like, not that we was, you know what I'm saying, all spiritual, but I did. I know who God is, mm-hmm. and I know and if it wasn't important. For him, I wouldn't be here.
That's right. And so, you wouldn't be seeing. You had a glass eye.
Baby, I can see, baby. Lashes on.
How do you feel like you haven't became bitter after all you've been through? Like, you know, being, you know, like, loving a man, thinking that was going to be your husband, to find out, like, he likes something totally different. And everything you went through with your mom, all the jealousy from your childhood with them girls.
You know what? My mama raised me not to be like that. Like, I think because, you know, people grow up bitter because they didn't have. So it's like, I'm going to hate on that person because they got. I was raised up with whatever. So mm-hmm. I never had to be like, oh, I don't like her because I know. So I think, and it was just like, girl, you could get that. You know what I'm saying? I can't say she did that. Like, I had an amazing life. Like, whatever. Like, but I think I was raised like that. Like, hate on you for what? Like, I'm not going to even join you just to get what you got. I could just sit back and be like, oh, you doing it. Okay, I'm going to take notes and do it on my own. Like, I never had baby daddy drama. I never been a bitter nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even like bitter food. I don't even like sour Skittles.
Okay, so before you go, you have to tell me one thing that you feel like you need to break free from.
Spending. I need to save. I want, like, I done touched so much money that I look back and be like, ain't no way. I need to break free from spending, seeing something and feeling like I got to have that. That's what I need to do. I need to start saving.
Saving more. Because,
like,
less.
What I'm doing, I'm not getting a Social Security check when I get old.
Yeah, no 401k or none of that.
And I'm getting old. Yeah. I done touched 39. So it's like, girl, what you finna do at 60?
Mm-hmm.
I have to get me a rap boyfriend. I been saying, ain't doing this. Somebody already give me a rap. Somebody got something going on. I might need to start checking on blue checks in my DM and writing back. Like, okay, Poppy. Well, I be right here old and it ain't got it going on no more. Yeah. And I don't believe in my kids having to take care of me. Like, I think that's so crazy. People, moms be feeling like, oh, you better do this. People do that when they feel like they grew up and
my parents never did that. Yeah.
Right. I don't never.
My parents don't do that.
Yeah. So it's just like, what I'm doing now, that's what I'm break free from. It's just, I see $20,000. I want this purse. I could put them $20,000 for later.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was doing that, but you know.
Start getting you some real estate property. That's a good turnaround. That's a good turnaround.
And my new dude, we talking about that too. I got me a new boo.
Oh, God.
That's going to be for another day.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your time today, girl. And I know we got some stuff we're going to have to bleed out. I know I got some stuff that got to be bleeped out, but it was fun. No, I enjoyed you.
You too. Thank you.
Well, y'all, I know y'all got a blast, a mouthful, an earful, an eyeful. And remember, it's always delusion until they see it happen. I'll see you next week. And this episode was brought to you by The Ayers Agency, a full-service marketing firm noted in entertainment and culture.